It's 9:04. This is KRCC and CPR News. I'm Kendra Carr in Colorado Springs. Some schools across the Denver area are canceled today, and others may need a lot of subs as teachers join the national call to protest federal immigration policies. CPR's Arlo Perez Escobel has more.
Aurora and Adams 14 are among the districts where all classes are canceled. Opponents of the crackdown in Minneapolis called for the nationwide no school, no work, and no shopping effort. A number of metro area restaurants and cafes are also participating today, and protests are planned around Denver.
CPR's Arlo Perez Escobel. State lawmakers reversed course Wednesday to approve $2.4 million for nearly 800 new prison beds. Democrats on the legislature's Joint Budget Committee voted against the proposal last week over concerns about staffing shortages at state prisons and parole backlogs. They say those issues have yet to be addressed, but approved funding to avoid safety problems in the short term. Construction's underway in Pueblo County on a new space and defense technology facility. Denver-based Voyager Technologies is building a manufacturing operations and testing complex at Puebloplex. That's the site of the former Army Chemical Depot that closed a couple years ago. The company expects to create around 120 new jobs at the site. It's expected to be operational later this year. You're listening to KRCC and CPR News. I'm Kendra Carr in Colorado Springs. Colorado Matters is coming up next, followed by On Point at 10 and Here and Now at 11. It's 9:06.